Hello, it's Fake News Phil, coming to you from deep inside the Soviet states of America once again. So, I don't know, I'm in the mood to piss off some trolls. And so I have this one troll in the comment section who his name is City Smasher. He claims to know somebody who died at the Oklahoma City bombing, and he says that I'm a retard. And he gives me this vague description. It's like, my friend's stepmother worked at the building and she suffered PTSD. You're a heartless bastard. She never went back to work ever again. So she wasn't in that building when the controlled demolition went off. Maybe she worked at the Murrah building, but she wasn't in the building that day. I can guarantee you that. And so this is one of my top angles because I'm basically the only one really that I've seen on the internet that have exposed this event in this way. I mean, there've been lots of videos doing all kinds of rabbit holes about the Oklahoma City bombing, but this is what really happened. What really happened was that it was an empty building and nobody died. Okay. And so that angle has only been covered literally by a handful. I got the idea from Russian Vids. He made a 5-minute video, but this subject actually demands more than 5 minutes. He claimed he got it from another video maker, and so I guess he was inspired by another video maker, and I was inspired by Russian Vids. And so, but so, I can claim this to be my own topic because Russian Vids stopped making videos about it, and so you just can't stop. It's got to be, you got to press this home because this is a major piece of the puzzle, how they do these events. And this was a big precursor to 9/11 because 9/11 was also a controlled demolition, and both these buildings were stage props. The Murrah building was a stage prop, and the Twin Towers were built as stage props. That's why they came down so perfectly. That's why the Twin Towers came down so perfectly, is because they were built to collapse if the detonations were set at specific points. They were built to collapse into their own footprint, and that's exactly what they did. So here's a look at the Murrah building, and it was I think the construction started in 1977, and then the bombing happened in 1995. The building stood for 18 years. It was a and all these people are here looking at it, and none of them are asking the simple question, right? Or maybe they are. So maybe this is the people that are in on it. Maybe this is the military probably down here. Maybe they are asking the simple question. But as you're getting this close to this building, then what you would be asking is, where the hell are the blood stains, right? All of these pillars are perfectly clean. You can still see office furniture in here. All these pillars right here, they should have blood splatter on them. Remember, the death toll was very high. It was 168 people dead and 700 people injured. That's a huge casualty rate. And so of those 700, those people lost arms, and legs, but of course they didn't. But that would be a lot of blood that we would, yes, and we would see the splatter on these pillars here. We don't see it, not a drop of blood. All these people are just, oh my gosh, look at what happened. I bet you one or two or three of them is probably saying, gee, it's weird that I don't see a speck of blood in there. Yeah, there might be one or two or three, But oh, I wanted to show you. This is what I'm talking about. See how it blew out here, and then it made this straight line right here. See that? That perfectly straight line. See this? These corners were reinforced. See, this building was built to be a stage prop. They built it with the intention that it was going to have the middle part blown out, and so with these reinforced corners, it would make it to where the whole building wouldn't collapse. And so, and that's why this it the shape charges, the detonation, the controlled demolition charges were set right down this side here. And so this building was designed to have its middle part blown out. It was designed to be used as a stage prop in a fake show. Now, people say, Phil, what do you mean it's a fake show? Well, because of stuff like this, okay? So here we go. Here's what happened. So after they blew up the empty building, See, they closed off the street. They blew up the empty building, and then they brought in their crisis actors with fake blood on their shirt, and all of them have head wounds. Right, nobody's missing any arms, nobody's missing any legs. They've all got head wounds, and they're all just and they just kept walking back and forth in front of the camera. This is how they did it, folks. This is how they did it. And here's another guy. He says, and another guy with a head wound. He's got gauze wrapped around head and fake blood on shirt. So there's the fake blood. Notice he's not traumatized. He looks like he's got a smile here. He's probably asking, when's lunchtime? Hugh, when's lunchtime? Yeah, that's probably what he's saying right there. And so, and they put fake blood on kids. They used these kids as stage props. You could see the small streak. This kid is not traumatized. He's looking at the camera saying, what are these crazy adults doing? Well, they're using you as a stage prop, sweetheart. You know, and just adults do it all the time. You know, it's no big deal. And so, and then we had more people here with head wounds. Yeah, see, here's more head wounds. Nobody's missing an arm and a leg. People just walking around back and forth in front of the camera with head wounds on. And so here's the lady. She's got the baby here with a small speck of fake blood on the shirt. She's got her gauze, another head wound. All these people have head wounds. And they're very concerned about this baby. And then in the next picture, here she is with the same baby. And the baby looks kind of bored. And same lady, no gauze. And so what happened to her head and what happened to her gauze? I guess she doesn't need it anymore. It was all a photo shoot. It's all a photo shoot. And so here's a guy with a head wound. Again, just walking back and forth with a camera. You know, nobody's dizzy from their head wounds. Everybody's walking perfectly normal. I screenshot these from a video. That's why the resolution's a little bit blurry. This is a Coco TV as it happened, and I screenshot. And this little girl's got fake blood on her head. So I want to show you dabbing lady. Where is she? Okay, so there's dabbing lady. So they took her out on the stretcher, and you see there's her face is covered in blood. Oh my, this is horrible. And he's got this little gauze pad, and he's dabbing it, you know, different spots on her face. He's not applying pressure to a single spot. He's just dabbing it. That's why I call her dabbing woman, because the guy here is just dabbing it in different spots on the face. And notice his latex glove is perfectly clean. If there was active bleeding going on in this head, his hand would be, his latex glove would have blood on it. This is not active bleeding. This is fake blood poured on an actor. And so, and then what they did to dabbing woman is they used her as a stage prop here. Here they see these guys, that's dabbing woman. You can see the bloody face there, and that's the same stretcher she's on, and these five guys were just kept carrying her back and forth in front of the camera. Nobody's concerned that her face, see, the dabbing person didn't do any good. See, the blood's still there because there's no active bleeding going on, and so they just used her as a stage prop, you know. What else we got the ripped shirt twins. And these guys here, you see another head wound. All these people got head wounds. Another, and see the shirts are, you know, but they put a little fake blood on the skin on the shirt here, but they're not seeking medical attention. What they're doing is they're walking back and forth in front of the camera, and I can prove it because we've got like several shots of them. And so here they are walking back away from the camera with the ripped shirt still going. No, the medical attention is the other way, guys. You're going the wrong way. Yeah. The ripped shirt twins. Okay, and so we got the broken nose twins. Here's the her hand is clean. See, she's got a latex glove on, but there's no blood on it. Here's a guy with a broken nose. Another, and he's got a bandage on his forehead, another head wound. And then here's a guy, he's got a broken nose too. He's got a broken nose. And he's got a bandage, of course, because Timothy McVeigh designed a bomb that would only attack people's heads. No, it's not going to rip people's arms and legs off. No, it's just going to give everybody a head bandage. That's all. Timothy McVeigh was a genius. He invented the most smart bomb ever. And so that's the, here's another head wound. A bandaging up of one of those kids that put a little drop of fake blood. Again, the hands of this first responder, he should be covered in blood. This is the triage area. Again, his white shirt is clean and his glove is clean. This guy hasn't been treating multiple patients. Get the hell out of here. This is the fakest fake show in the history of the world. And so here's another girl with a little fake blood on her back of her shirt. But another head wound. She's not dizzy or anything. Here's a guy with he had something wrong with his shoulder, but yeah, there's nothing. He was fully moving it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with his shoulder, right? You know, and and then there's this woman here. So you can see there's blood streaming down her leg here. She's got her knees in the air because while they were loading her on the stretcher, she had full mobility of both her legs. And she's not actively bleeding. This is dry stage blood. And look at this guy's latex glove. It's perfectly clean. These are the guys of the first responders. And you're telling me that they treated anybody? How come there's no blood on these uniforms? Look like they just came out of the dry cleaners. They're perfectly clean. This guy's perfectly clean. They put this weird looking neck brace on her. But a neck brace doesn't prove nothing. The neck brace is the easiest thing to just put on. You know, it doesn't mean anything's wrong with her neck. And trust me, nothing was. She had full mobility. And here's another head wound. Another woman holding her head. Oh, gosh. Timothy McVeigh, boy, he was a genius, right? He just, here's another guy just having a casual conversation with a bandage around his forehead. Yeah, so here's a bloody shirt guy. You know, he just kept walking back and forth in front of the camera. He's got this stupid little stain on his shirt right here, but he just kept walking back and forth. So that's the big ones. And I showed you there's other up close show photos of the inside of the building. Here's a little up close. You can see there's not a drop of blood to be seen. You can see office furniture and equipment, but not a drop of blood to be seen anywhere. Here's maybe a little better one. And here's again, no splattering of blood anywhere. Nobody was in that building. That's why. Another one from another. You see a file cabinet here. You see some, I think some file cabinets up here, some office furniture, but a zero blood, right? A little bit empty office building. And then we get the Timothy McVeigh character. Timothy McVeigh, the alleged domestic terrorist responsible for the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people, is actually an FBI agent that goes by the name Paul Weissopal. Yeah, look, hey, Tim. Hey, buddy. How's life treating you, buddy? Just like 9/11, the OK City bombing was an inside job. Okay. So, and then somebody made this montage trying to, I think they were debunking the fact that they're not the same person. Weissopal and McVeigh. Now, there are differences here, but that's because, you see, this is where it gets tricky, because in all these events, they always use stunt doubles. Okay, there were multiple Timothy McVeighs. Okay, I can see at least two here. Let's zoom in here. See, this is the younger Timothy McVeigh. Look at that ear. See that? Now, this is the older Timothy McVeigh, and that ear looks different. All right. Coming out. Those ears look different. With all these events, they use stunt doubles. Timothy McVeigh had multiple people. So this guy over here, Paul Weissopal, he was one of the stunt doubles, but he's definitely one of the Timothy McVeighs. Okay. Definitely. And that's why people can debunk this because there's multiple Timothy McVeighs, dude. It's like just like there's multiple Brendan Terrence over there at the New Zealand shooting. There's multiple Derek Chauvin, the guy who put his knee on George Floyd's neck. when he showed up to court, he looked completely different. It was a stunt double. The Crucius guy, the guy that shot the Walmart in El Paso, Texas, when he showed up to court, there's like three different ones of him. When he showed up to court, it was a completely different guy. Okay, it was a stunt double. And so I know it's crazy. And so then we had some of the victims from some of the hospital patients. So here's the one girl who's doing an interview from her hospital bed. She's got a neck brace on her, but that doesn't mean shit. It doesn't mean anything. Notice she's not connected to any IV or saline drip. She claimed to have a broken ankle. Well, if the broken ankle, they would be concerned with infection. And so, yes, there would be a saline drip, at least an IV drip. She's not connected to any diagnostic equipment. And here I got a, again, this is a blurry picture because I screenshotted it off of video. So this is her neck brace up here. You can see she's not connected to any IV. And this is her broken ankle down here. You know, they put a bandage on her ankle. She's not injured. This is and she's doing an interview from a hospital bed. Okay, this is very old hat. Here's another victim doing an interview from a hospital bed with Katie Couric. And she's wrapped up in this blanket. She's not connected to anything. There's no IVs going in here. I don't even think this even looks like a hospital. She's just laying in a bed somewhere. this is not a victim. And so, you know, they did stuff like that. And we get laughing women who were down the street. She witnessed it. And all she remembers is the glass going out on the street. And I saw a whole bunch of glass going out on the street. It's like, yeah, you didn't see any arms and legs and torsos go out on the street? Yeah, because it was an empty building. That's why. And that's why she's smiling, right? And that's why she's smiling, because she didn't see any real death, you know? This guy, they're carrying a guy in a chair. See his feet right there? And you got a guy in a white shirt, and you got a guy in a backwards baseball cap here. And both of them got one side of the chair, and they're carrying this injured person in this chair. This is just like Las Vegas. Remember when they were pushing that fat girl around in the office chair, and they're rolling her around? Yeah, this is just like Las Vegas, right? I can't forget the famous photo that traumatized the entire nation. I think this was on the cover of Life magazine or Time magazine. And this the whole country, oh my gosh, all the children that died in Oklahoma City, all the children. Well, yeah, let's take a closer look at this injured child here. So, again, I don't know what that is on his head, but it looks like somebody opened up a can of Campbell's tomato paste and applied it maybe with a dish rag or a sponge or something. And as you can see, none of his limbs are broken. He has not gone pale. He's got a healthy skin tone. This ankle is not broken. People thought his ankle was broken. This ankle is not broken. You're looking at a healthy baby here with some tomato paste on his head. And this traumatized, you know, oh my God. You see, this is the oldest trick. You know, I showed you how they used it during the Blitz, you know, when they gave us the picture of Eileen Dunn, you know, in 1940. And an air raid victim. This is supposed to convince us that the Germans were just bombing innocent people in London. And she's got another head wound, right? And so the Germans were equipped with Timothy McVeigh style bombs. They would only attack people's heads. And they didn't even shave her head. You know, if you're going to get stitches, they would shave it. So they just put a bandage on her head. This baby's perfectly fine. And it traumatized the whole country. You know, this picture is called the picture that won World War II, because this is what mobilized America. It's like, oh, we got to get those Germans. Look what they're doing. It's like, and they're using the same stuff. 9/11 was the same stuff also. And Oklahoma City was the same stuff. So you see, they've been doing the spell on us for decades, and they're doing it still. Ukraine. I've seen all kinds of buildings that are blown out, but there's nobody in that. They're blowing up empty buildings again in Ukraine, just like in Oklahoma City. It's the oldest stunt. They've been doing it for decades. Wake up. And that's what the purpose of my channel is to expose this propaganda, you know, and bring it into the light. and hopefully it'll die a painful, quick death. I'm hoping it'll die a quick death, but, you know, it's a very slow process sometimes. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. I'll talk to you next time. All right, bye.